If you're thinking of buying your way into Canada by purchasing an LMIA-based job, this video is for you. Canadian immigration is hard. It used to be easy 25 years ago, but not anymore. That's why a lot of people are tempted to take shortcuts and play with the system. One such scheme is selling of LMIAs. LMIA stands for Labor Market Impact Assessment. It is a document that an employer in Canada may need to get before hiring a foreign worker. A positive LMIA will show that there is a need for a foreign worker to fill the job. It will also show that no Canadian worker or a permanent resident is available for that job. And there is a separate department which issues an LMIA, which is known as Employment and Social Development Canada or ESDC. The employers take this approved LMIA document and share with you, the foreign worker, who then uses it to apply for a closed work permit, which means you can only work for that employer in that particular location. So how's fraud happening in this field? Firstly, people are paying thousands of dollars for LMIAs to employers and to middlemen like their agents. It is illegal for an employee to pay for an LMIA. As what this indicates is that most probably the employer either didn't have an actual job or they did have an actual job but deliberately didn't want to give this job to a Canadian citizen or a PR. So they could sell this to a foreign worker or hire a relative or a friend, which means that this wasn't done by the book. This was illegal. In many cases, there isn't even an actual job when you arrive in Canada, the employer just runs payroll for you. You pay them in cash, they deduct income tax and transfer the net salary to you in your bank. So you not only pay money to get this fraudulent LMIA, but when you come in Canada, you lose more money from your savings in the form of this tax. And to make things worse, since these are all closed work permits, you cannot work for another employer either. To do so, you again need to obtain a job offer with an LMIA and then apply for another closed work permit with that employer. On top of everything, the cost of living in Canada is soaring. So you incur those expenses also. What seems like a 30, 40, or 50,000 payment to get an LMIA might turn into a loss of $100,000, $150,000 within your first year. And even despite all of the pain and expenses, your path to PR is uncertain. Just having a work permit doesn't mean you'll get a PR. There are over 2 million people competing for Canadian PR right now. And there are hardly 220,000 slots this year in Express Entry and for PNP programs. Now, maybe you're someone who still wants to go through with this and you can afford to lose this much money, because you may be thinking that a lot of people are doing this, they've gotten away with this, so why can't I do it? I think of this as akin to stealing. Theft is breaking the law, just like buying and selling LMIAs is breaking the law. If someone doesn't get caught when they steal, that doesn't mean that it wasn't wrong in the first place, and it doesn't mean that you should do it too. In case of LMIAs, investigations often happen for years behind the scenes, and when finally people get caught, everyone suffers the consequences. Even if you become a citizen, you may be deported. And the government is increasing these investigations and they are tightening their grip on the selling of LMIAs. It's not perfect yet, but this is becoming tougher. And there are negative consequences on the employer side as well, like compliance audits, fines, and bans. So the question is, what can you do? For some people, there may be a legal way, like applying for jobs and not paying any LMIA fee and migrating the right way. I know it is very hard, but it's not impossible. I have a video on this topic, which I will link below, and I will also share a link of LMIA employers with you. But for a lot of people, they may just have to accept that Canadian PR is just not possible or feasible right now. Maybe it will become possible later, like the recent category specific draws in healthcare. That's an example where candidates were invited with scores as low as 352 CRS points. Accepting this possibility of waiting and moving on with your life might be the better approach rather than wasting your time, energy, and money on being part of the fraudulent LMIA schemes. Take care.